There are brighter things in the papers. Let me ask you to fess up here, Danny, or Mark, or Alice. What does your loved one call you? What is your pet name with them?
Well, honestly?
Oh, yeah, let's have it.
And you don't, I don't think you want to hear.
Yeah, yeah, we do, come on. Yes, it's important. It's important. It's important
well,
for the
I don't know. I'm not going to give the origins of this away.
All right, just today.
Dan. I'm sorry, now, Dan, you're going to hold that against me, aren't you?
Okay.
I know, a long way. But she does, and quite often, we don't know people around, and she'll shout out, Dan, where's the source? You had it like, and I'll say, I'm sorry, everybody here, but she really doesn't call me. She calls me, and please, don't ask me why.
But it'll be felicitous to hear that Dan isn't among the top 10 pet names for males and females that the Sun has run today. I'd like to go through these. The top 10 names for him, rather unlikely, the number one is Sexy. I find that quite hard to believe. Spud and Squidgy, yes.
Oh, these are Spud? My dad's called Spud. My dad's been a Spud. Spud. He's always been Spud.
Trigger, Chicken, Bunny, Cuddles, Dimples, Baldy, and Batman. Now, Batman worries me slightly. The names for her, Babe, Baby, Bunny, Darling, Cuddles, Sexy Legs, Beautiful, Elephant, Sugar, and Honey.
Elephant,
now,
yeah.
You know the
My
French.
Girlfriend calls me Elephant. I don't want to give away the origin to that story, but yeah.
No, that's for the girls. That's for girls. But boy,
yeah, but the boy's offering it. That's what he get called, I mean.
The French have a saying that the British don't have sex lives. They have hot water bottles, yeah?
And, really?
Is it any surprise when we're calling each other Baldy, Batman, and Elephant, as terms of endearment?
I can't believe the French would say that, but what do they know?
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to get into that. I must say, oddly, and I this is not an area I like to, but I often call Wendy, who is my wife, Kate. I've no idea why, and she has no idea why.
I often call my girlfriend Kate, but she's called Catherine, so.
Oh, there is that, you see.
Yeah.
But I do, I have no idea why that. Where are we going in, Kate? And we should never refer to it, but I do often say Kate.
Is it a kiss me Kateism? Or?
I mean, realistically, you'd think, hello, the previous girlfriend must have been called Kate, and he wants to cover himself, but no.
The Taming of the Shrew?
No idea, I just called Kate. No. It just seems to be and she calls me Dan, which I find so endearing, but please, I'm not going to.
And if I might go on, there's one more I've got to have from The Guardian. This will be one which Alice will spend the next 2 days researching. It comes under a headline which could refer to myself, in fact, Epic Blob Delights World.
Oh, self-effacing, that
doesn't
work.
In The Guardian, the science correspondents have come up with the fact that, slime molds are actually alive. They look like fungus, but they're actually a living animal and they're carnivorous.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yesterday the Chinese official news agency announced the discovery of a 35-kilogram slime mold. The almost epic blob was spotted in the river Shaanxi. It's a watery one.
Mm.
It is usually found in cool, this is the Chinese scientist, it's usually found in cool, dark places, grass and rotting logs and what have you. Its flesh is pure white with explicit layers and it feels soft.
Mm.
Biologists love them because they are carnivorous funguses and they roam in search of food. Not everyone is quite as excited about
roam.
The
slime.
It's 35... Oh, yeah, it moves around quite a lot.
To move is one thing, but to
slime molds surge back and forth like waves in the shoreline. In laboratory tests, they surge towards food. They are the equivalent, psychologically, of a wolf pack, says Professor Bonner. Professor Bonner, however, is not impressed with the Chinese slime mold. He said that 35 kilograms, given how dense they are, it will be the size of a small donkey and trailing spaghetti-like tendrils for several yards behind it. I can't imagine a slime the size of a dog, he says.
No, I think this whole thing, I think we're giving it far too much benefit of the doubt here. I mean, can you jump up and down on it? Yes, you can. So that is the end of the threat.
I want there to be a 60-pound slime mold out there somewhere.
Well,
it's hope for small crawling things everywhere.
Well, once you start introducing emotive words like roam into it, it's roaming
and
around. You would have us believe that it's also accompanied by three sharp orchestra calls.
Dun, dun, dun. There is no mention about its intelligence level, O levels,
or
whatever.
We have a gothic professor. Have you ever come across this gothic professor?
Yeah, the distinguishing mark is, in order for it actually to be a proper slime mold monster, it has to be able to recognise a woman in a white bikini from 50 yards.
Yeah.
If that's the first thing you can't do that, then I'm sorry.
And it must make a noise like one of Scooby-Doo's adversaries.
They usually start on the household pet, don't they? They kill the small dog on their way to the poolside bay.
That's it, opening shot. Down off a starlit sky, down to a fella on his back going, Chip, come on, Chip, and you, there, as it roams at 0.0001 mile an hour.